Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the National Dairy Council. The journey begins on Ireland's farm pastures and ends with natural goodness on your table.
In Germany, well, staying with awards, and earlier this week, some of Ireland's tastiest food products took home trophies at the National Organic Food Awards at Borbee in Dublin. Farmers, growers and new entrants to the food scene came from all over Ireland, hoping for a win and food. And farming reporter Suzanne Campbell went along to meet the winners and to gauge how well the organic sector is doing after taking a hit during the recession in Ireland. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
So is organics in Ireland, is it in recovery mode then, like other parts of the economy?
Mm-hmm. I think it firmly is in recovery. I mean, if you look at the figures, its height, I suppose, like for everything else, was 2008. And that's where we saw yearly sales, domestic sales of 110 million. That came down quite a bit. It's creeping back up again. We're now at 99 million domestic sales. But in terms of growth in the last quarter, in the first quarter of this year, it would have grown by 2%. In that quarter. So there's evidence that it's creeping back up again. We have to remember.
Is it because we pay more for organic produce?
We pay more, but also I suppose we are regularising our habit in including it in our basket of goods. In the Borbee research for this year, 9 out of 10 of us purchased organic foods in the last year. So actually it's become so widespread that if you look at a brand like Glenisk, people might even not think of Glenisk as an organic brand specifically, but yet they include it in their trolley. So it's becoming kind of mainstream in some senses. And then also half of us deliberately or, you know, consciously put organic foods into our basket or our supermarket trolley once a month. So definitely there's a trend towards more of us buying it and those purchases being more frequent.
Are we doing it to be trendy or are we doing it because we really care about our health and about the environment?
Good question. There's a number of reasons. I mean, certainly producing organic food and having that organic tag on your food taps into an awful lot of trends that are going on in food at the moment for health, wellness, nutrition, provenance, if it's Irish. So I think the organic is the add-on. And I think with new entrants coming into this, and we can discuss this, that, you know, if they're going to go over a certain bar of being an artisan product and shouting about your Irish Protestant or provenance, you may as well go over the bar again and say, well, it's going to be organic, so I'm going to get a bit more margin out of it.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. 51551, do you buy organic? Why do you buy organic? Do you believe in the whole organic movement and what its methods are about? Of course, there are some people who don't, as we know.
It's very
controversial.
Professor
Gibney in UCD has issues with it. So, you know, it is a very controversial area. But you met some producers that were there.
Absolutely. I mean, the awards, what's really stands out at the awards is the kind of span of different types of foods and different types of producers who work in the sector in Ireland. It's very different to our dairy sector, our beef sector, which would have a sort of uniformity around it. This has openings for all sorts of people at all sorts of levels. And one thing that really must stand out in the foods that won awards is quality. They really have to taste good. So it comes down to that. If judges are looking at foods, they're looking at the packaging, they're looking at what it says about the food, what its shelf appeal is, but it also really has to taste good. And that's, you know, that's at the basis of this. One company I met who I really loved, they're a couple in Monaghan and they're producing, if you can picture like a takeaway coffee cup, it's like sort of three times the size of that, biodegradable little pot. And in it is, you know, mustard seeds you might grow with your kids or you used to grow in school, cress, but they also grow rocket carrot tops with a kind of a mini carrot that you can eat the top of, and also sunflower shoots. And they're called My Organics Micro Shoots. And the idea here is that living veg, which we know has much more nutrient value than cut veg. The minute you cut or take grass off a field or take a carrot out of the soil, the nutrient content starts to deplete. So their idea is keep the foods living. So first of all, I talked to Joanne, who is the female in the couple, obviously, about how they came up with the idea.
We've been growing organically for about 8 years now, and we were living off beautiful fresh food ourselves, organic food, and feeling like, how could we get living food into people's kitchens and at an affordable price? So we thought of coming out with this product, My Organics. It's yours, it's in your kitchen, you get to enjoy the organic food fresh. So that was our idea, and then we come up with these wee pots. They're only €2, so we're trying to get it at an affordable price to people, and then they're based on the superfoods. So we have in our range broccoli, sunflowers, kale, carrots, red cabbage, and the idea is that they're really high in nutrient content at the baby stage. Would you eat them at the microgreen stage? They're really high in nutrients, but they're also really tasty, so you're not having to do homework and making yourself eat this thing that's not that nice. And they're strange, like the sunflowers, people say, oh, do I have to grow them, or do I have to look after them, or what do I do with them? But you actually just cut them back at the soil and you eat them and you enjoy them. And there are lots of different flavours going on. We actually won Taste of Cavan with most yummy product. So you know, it's as I said, it's nice, it's not hard work to eat them.
So that's Joanne Brennan. Now her husband Marty has been growing veg since he was 8. He started off as a kid growing, and he went into another field, and I asked him about that, about, you know, having another career and then jumping into organics as a full-time job.
I used to be a mechanic for about 11 years, and don't even like cars. Mm-hmm. And I decided to change. I always wanted to study horticulture. I went back and studied organic horticulture. And then my father gave me, started off with a half an acre, and I've built it up to 10 acres. I want to expand. Each year expand a wee bit more.
You're up in Monaghan. How are the conventional farmers with you?
I'd say more of a novelty and entertainment for them. They love looking back and saying, what is he doing? Or I don't know even if they're looking at my backside as I weed. It is new. There's not many veg growers up in Monaghan. That's because of Patrick Cavanagh's poetry, which is the only great style in Monaghan. But hopefully I can change that.
Yeah, just he's a guy that came from left field and into organic production. Is that what is happening, or are our organic farmers, existing conventional farmers who got up one morning, decided they were going to change the world, wanted to make more money, or for whatever reason changed into organics? Or are there a lot of new entrants into this?
I think this is a field very open to new entrants. Like, if you want to start up dairy farming, you've got to have access to land, you've got to have a parlour, you've got to have equipment, and then you've got to go out and buy really good stock and play that game, which is a very, very high investment one, and also be for any big conventional kind of operation. With this, it is definitely more open to what we might call kitchen table businesses. You know, one of the businesses there that won this week, Wilkie's Chocolate, is a business really of one person. You know, Synergy Kombucha from Donegal, Laura, again, a very small business started by one person. So there are food businesses with potential, but also with potential for export. We also, you know, saw during the week beef awards. We saw awards given to big, big companies like, as I mentioned, Glenisk, St. Tola's, who export Brigitte Curtin salmon. Mm. So they're on all sorts of different scales and different sizes. But certainly, you know, I get the feeling of being around this sector a few years and interviewing people, there's certainly more people coming from other careers who've decided to maybe grow on a small basis. And of course, it's much easier to hobby grow in a way than to hobby farm and then to build up livestock, because it's a much bigger investment. Mm. So we would see more people in the veg and horticulture sector, like Joanna Marty, than perhaps the animal side, you know, certainly starting off. Happily, I mean, what I said was it's tapping into an awful lot of different trends that are evident as very hot in food at the moment. And these are opportunities for farmers or small food producers of any size. You know, I asked Eileen Bentley of Board Beat to describe the type of people in small companies that they work with who want to get into this picture.
I suppose that's the beauty of the sector, is that you couldn't paint a pen picture of a stereotype within the sector, because, as you said, we have winners like Laura Murphy from Synergy Kombucha. She is, you know, very new on the scene and has taken a really strong product concept and is going to deliver a great healthy soft drink alternative to people. And then, you know, we also recognise today somebody like Joseph Finca, you know, who's been in the business and in the organic sector for many years, but is still very much a pioneer. We have new people who are coming looking to build their on-farm enterprises, and organic is a very sustainable enterprise for those people. And then we're seeing people who are coming more from an urban background and who are looking to either build a new business and start it from scratch, or, you know, to take on an existing business and redevelop it and put an organic stamp on it. So really it's all sorts and all types of people, and I think that's what makes it's so exciting.
Yes, Suzanne, I have to say, though, the organic sector over the last 10, 15 years, as long as I've been here, it's been struggling to get going. Every year there's a great plan that's going to grow, but it's still struggling at farm level to actually get going, get more farmers involved. But do you see that changing?
I see that changing. I mean, if you look, one of the big changes would be conventional farmers who switched over to organics, like in the dairy side, to supply for Glenisk. And the demand is so high for Glenisk, and it's a very steady one, it's a very growing one. Also, you know, our market may not be growing at massive speed here, but there's huge potential export. So I think it's almost building a producer base, looking at the export side, and also I think it'll be a slow switch over for consumers here, but I think it's a very active one.
All right, okay. And the little milk company, I'm actually going to Paris to see Al tomorrow, and I'll be finding out a little bit more about how they are actually making progress in France and finding markets in France. Suzanne, as always, thank you very much.